In the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that the Chachamim are Mesaken, there's something very unique that we don't find in other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that's done dafka in the night. All of the mitzvahs are always done by day. And even the mitzvahs of the night of Pesach, of Matzah, and the whole Leil HaSeder, that's done at night, but the Gra explains because the Leil of Yetzias Mitzrayim was really like a day. The whole night was lit up like a day, and it had a din of a day, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. So Memela, there's mitzvahs at night. But all other mitzvahs that we have in the Torah are Be'ikr by day. But the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that's specifically done at night and only at night. This is coming to be Miramis, that the Inyan of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that's meant to hold us and to be machzik us throughout the Golos. All of the mitzvahs are Bechina of day. But the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is dafka mitzvah that even though we're in the deepest golos, in the darkest times of Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is there to remind us that even in this choshech, there's also a light. What about mitzvahs Ner Chanukah holds us through the golos? There's another unique thing about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that we don't find in other mitzvahs, is the inyan of Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah lechatchila, the Rabbanon were mesaken in a way that you could be yoytze the mitzvah, and you could be yoytze the mitzvah even more lemahadrin, and you could be yoytze the mitzvah lemahadrin mina mahadrin, and everyone has a choice what to do. You could be yoytze regular, you could do it better, you could do it even better. That idea we don't find in other mitzvahs. Why does Ner Chanukah have this inyan of different levels of the kiyum of the mitzvah? The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Chanukah says that mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'or, v'tzorach odom lihizar ba. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a very dear mitzvah. And memela, we have to be very careful in the kiyum of that mitzvah. And many svarim, mefarshim, look to understand what is the inyan of Ner Chanukah specifically, that it's a mitzvah chaviva. And not only is it a mitzvah chaviva, the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah chaviva hi ma'oid. It's very chaviv. What is unique about the mitzvah of Chanukah that gives us this chavivas? I was thinking a very simple pshat, how to explain the Rambam. Everyone is familiar with the Gemara in Perek HaMafkid that says, Omer Rav Kahana, Roitza odom mikav shaloi, mitisha kabin shel chaveiroi. A person would rather have one small measurement, one kav, of something that it's his own, rather than Tisha Kabin Shal Chaveiroi. What's special about the Kav Shaloi? Says Rashi B'Metzia Daf Lamed Ches, Kav Shaloi Chaviva Olav, Al Yedei She'omel Behem. The Kav Shaloi, the small amount that he worked on himself, has a special Chavivus, something that a person worked on, and he didn't get as a present from somebody else, but it came through his own Amelus. Such a thing has a special chavivus. And that's why it's Roitza Odom Bekav Shaloi, Yoitza Mitisha Kabin Shal Chaveiroi. We find in the Gemara in many places in Shas, the Gemara says, Hach Da Asya Midrasha Chavivolei. Something that's learned out of a drasha, that's not mafurish in the Torah, has a special chavivus. And that's why the Tanya lists it first, because it has a special chavivus. What's the chavivus of something that's Midrasha? The same idea. Something that came out of a drasha that's not mefurish in the Torah is something that the Chacham had to figure out by himself and darshan it and understand it. Once it came through your amelus, through your hard work, that gets a special chavivus. Chazal tell us, chavivin divrei soifrim, yoiser miyena shel Torah. Mitzvahs of divrei soifrim are more chaviv than even mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'oraisa are certainly more chomer the mitzvahs derabbanon. But the chavivus in a mitzvah is specifically by a mitzvah derabbanon. Because a mitzvah derabbanon is something that the chachamim had to work on in order to be mesaken. It wasn't something given to them. Even though a mitzvah deraisa is coming from Hashem, which is definitely a higher madrega, but because it's coming from Hashem, it doesn't have the same chavivus as something that's coming from oneself. Mitzvahs midivrei soifrim are a lower madrega of mitzvah, but a higher level of chavivas. Because roitza adam bekav shaloi, yoyse mitisha kabin shal chaveiroi. There are a lot of mitzvahs derabbanan. Most mitzvahs derabbanan have some source in the Torah. For example, there's a takana derabbanan of netilas yadayim. But netilas yadayim before we eat is built on hilchas tumah v'taira, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. As a shmira on the tumah and the taira, the rabbanan will mesak in the inyan of netilas yadayim. Even the mitzvah of kriyas hamegillah and all the mitzvahs of Purim, those are all mitzvahs d'oraisa. But lemaisa, those are all mitzvahs d'rabbanan. But nevertheless, these mitzvahs came through nevuah. Esther and Mordechai were nevi'im. Nevi'im is already from Mishamayim. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that's midirabbanon, but it has no source in the Torah bechlal. It's something that the Rabbanon made up themselves completely. That's the reason why the Rambam says that mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chavivahi ad ma'oid. It's chaviva like all other mitzvahs derabbanon. Roitza adam bekav shaloi, hach da'asya midrasha chaviva lei. It's special because the Rabbanon were mesaken it. But mitzvah Ner Chanukah is unique in the respect chavivahi ad ma'oid, because it's totally the Rabbanon. There's no source in the Torah. It was no nevuah. It was the Chachmei HaTorah by themselves, through their koyach of Torah, that were mesakin this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And that's the reason why the Rambam says it's a mitzvah chavivahi ad ma'oid. This inyan of chavivas is possibly why the Rabbanon were mesakin specifically in this mitzvah different levels of the mitzvah. You could be yoytza the mitzvah by lighting one nair. There's a way to be yoytza l'mahadrin. There's a way to be yoytza l'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. The Rabbanon wanted to be mesakin within this mitzvah itself, where a person can make his own decision. When we're chayiv to do something just in a certain way, so we're doing it. We're being mekayim the mitzvah. But it's not from me. Once the Rabbanon gave us the option of doing it one way, another way, and another way, and we choose to do it in the nicer way, in the mahadrin, or we choose further to do it mahadrin, mina mahadrin, that's giving us the opportunity also to have that chavivus. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is chaviv in the etzem takon of the mitzvah. The Rabbanon mesakin it themselves, that's chavivus. And in the kiyum of the mitzvah, the Rabbanon gave us the opportunity also to have the special chavivus of doing it ourselves. We have that choice. And it's interesting, even though the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, we have the choice, we're allowed to be mekayim it the regular way, or mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. Everybody chooses the mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. Everyone is choosing that this mitzvah should be chaviva for him, ad ma'oid, not only in the takon of the mitzvah, but in the kiyum of this mitzvah itself. That's what's special about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And I would like to say that that's the idea why Ner Chanukah, specifically this mitzvah, is there belayla, to be madlik neiros belayla, to be mechazikos throughout the golos. No matter how dark it gets outside, no matter how deep the golos becomes, mitzvah Ner Chanukah is there to be mechazikos. How is that? Because on the one hand, as the doiris go further, as the choshech is misgaber, as the golos gets deeper, the general avodas Hashem is much lower, on a much lower madrega. In Rishonim kimalachim, anachnu kibnei adam. In Rishonim kibnei adam, anachnu kichamoyrim. One could be misyayish and say, anyway, what am I in this golos? What could I already accomplish? My Torah, my tefillah, my mitzvahs, on such a lower madrega than it was in previous generations. What could I possibly accomplish? What could I possibly add? But Ner Chanukah teaches us that it's not true. Even though it's less, our avoida, our mitzvahs, our avoidas Hashem, is on a lower madrega, but look at what we're going up against. We're going up against a choshech, a darkness that's misgaber every single day. So even if what we accomplish is smaller and less, but that less is chavivahi ad ma'oid, just like the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, even though it's further from the Torah, it's not midaraisa, it's not even a derabbanon that has any remez in the Torah, any source in the Torah. It's further from the Torah, it's less than the Torah. But nevertheless, the chavivas is greater. The further we go in our galus, the deeper we go in our galus. Even though on the one hand, our kiyum ha-mitzvahs, our avodas Hashem, our dveikus is on a lower madrega. But any mashu that we manage to grab onto, that should be chaviva hi ad ma'od. That's one thing that the mitzvah of Ner Chana is coming to remind us. Let us not be misyayish. Let us not be misyayish from the limited level of avodas Hashem that we could reach. Let us be encouraged that even the smaller amount that we do manage to accomplish, that has a special chavivus in our eyes and a special chavivus in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the inyan of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, that's chaviva hi ad ma'od.